Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren, do you think the golfers painted the town in Rome last night?
Only a little bit now, Mary. If you got to see some of the social media clips of the celebrations, and the team bus in particular, there's two Irish guys leading a sing-song. So I was watching that last night. I was going, this is going to be a good night.
And bit of crack going on.
Well-deserved as well. Fantastic victory for Team Europe against America, Mary. 16.5 points to 11.5 in Rome in the end. Europe won 5 of the 12 single matches on the final day. They drew 2 of the others and... two others to claim victory overall, but I want to highlight Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry, both Irish players making a really important contribution. Rory won his match against Sam Burns, and then Shane tied his with Jordan Spieth. That was a fascinating battle between those two. A lot of focus came down on that match in the end. Shane took time out to speak to RTE Sport during the celebrations, and what you're going to hear now is an absolutely lovely moment between himself and Greg Allen. Lots of emotion and a real feeling for what this means for both him and the European players.
This is a big day in my golfing career, something that I've wanted to achieve for a long time, and like my dreams have come true today, to be honest. I'm looking forward to sitting back over the next few weeks and taking it all in, and I've got 6 weeks off now, which is really nice. And then I'm going to have to do my best to set some goals for next season, but right now I don't really care about that. I'm just, trying to enjoy the moment, and what a day out there. I was hoping it wasn't going to come down to our games at the back, me and Tommy and Bob. We talked about it in the locker room this morning before we went out, but it did, and, we all showed a lot of heart and a lot of fight, and thankfully we came out on the right side of it.
You played great today, and Jordan Spieth played great. Yeah. Nobody kind of expected that he would, because he had a poor enough first couple of days, and suddenly you're firing birdies at each other. But satisfaction-wise, when it did come down to you, you really manned up. You made the putts, the birdies.
So that's what's the most pleasing part. I knew going into the back nine that the Ryder Cup was potentially in my hands, and I felt incredibly calm. I trusted my game a lot. I hit some very good shots, and I made putts when it mattered, and that's what was amazing out there. And I showed myself, and I showed everyone else, how good I can be on this stage.
You threw so many eggs into this basket, as you said, in the Ryder Cup. Yeah. The feeling by comparison to winning the Open. They say comparisons are odious, yeah. But tell me.
Right now, it feels better. Do you know what I mean? I would say it's on par. Like, I've achieved obviously some great things in golf, winning the Open in my home country, being one of them. But this is like something. I'm gonna put that replica Ryder Cup trophy that we get right in beside the claret jug in my trophy case, and that's going to be a very proud moment for me. And it's amazing. Yeah.
You said, by the way, at the start of the week that if you won no points, you'd still be happy for the team. You're a team person. You get the whole team thing, and you really wanted this for the team. Having said that, you had a half point today, which could have been the half point that won the match. To have that satisfaction of making that contribution to the team as you did, what was that for you like?
There's not many thoughts that didn't go through my head on that back nine today. I was thinking about, I thought about all the Irish players in the past that have held winning putts in the Ryder Cup, and I felt like this could be my time. And to be honest, I felt I've had a decent shot in the 17. That could have been it. I could stand there talking to you all night. It's just amazing to be standing here with this, being a part of this. Luke, I said to Luke on the back of the 18 green, I thanked him for trusting me, pick me, trusting me to kind of be one of his picks, because that's not an easy thing to do, to pick a guy to, to help lead the team to victory. And he did that, and I feel like I produced the goods this week.
He certainly did, didn't he? Well done to Shane Lowry and to Rory McIlroy. More from the camp later on the LPGA Tour. Leona Maguire finished in a tie for 62nd in the Arkansas Championship. South Africa beat Tonga 49-18 in Pool B at the Rugby World Cup, and that win takes them to the top of the pool. That was their final group game. They're on 15 points, one ahead of Ireland and Scotland. They meet in the final game next Saturday. So all three teams can qualify, and all three teams can be eliminated. The Springboks, defending champions, they would go out of the competition if Scotland were to beat Ireland next Saturday, but if the Irish picked up a bonus point. I wonder what Jacques Nieberger, the South African coach, makes of that.
The key thing for us was to get a win first and then to get a bonus point. And I'm not 100% sure, but I think we got that in the second half, early on in the second half. And then obviously chasing netto points as much as we could to put ourselves in a position to get out of our pool. And I think where the reality is, where we are currently, I think between ourselves, Ireland and Scotland, everybody can still miss out on the quarterfinal, every single team, all three of those teams, but all three can also still make it. So the pool will only be decided on Saturday. Could I believe in a scenario that they will decide, okay, we want to get this amount of points and then get South Africa out of the way? That would probably be match fixing, I would say. I hope not. Rugby is clean. We wear those T-shirts, so hopefully not, because that would be extremely disappointed, don't you think?
I think there'll be lots of fun and games this week ahead of that big match, Ireland and Scotland, at the weekend. The new Women's Super League began at the weekend. Just two of the Irish players with clubs in the league started for their clubs. Katie McKay playing for Arsenal, they lost to Liverpool, and Megan Connolly started in Bristol's victory over Leicester. Nottingham Forest and Brentford played out a 1-1 draw in the Premier League, and the Irish bred horse Ace Impact won the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe.